Hey everyone, this is A&M Reviews. I'm Adrian.
I'm Muhammad. This is a podcast where we talk about movies,
TV shows,
and all things superheroes.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube,
Instagram,
and Twitter,
which will all be linked in the description of the podcast. Thanks for listening. Welcome back, everybody, to A&M Reviews. It's Muhammad and Adrian, and today we're going to review the Amazon Prime original, Ricky Stenicki. And this film stars John Cena as Ricky Stenicki, Zac Efron as Dean, Andrew Santino as JT, Lex Scott Davis as Aaron, Anya Savsik maybe as Susan, Jermaine Fowler as Wes, William H. Macy as Summer Hayes, and that's pretty much the main cast there. But this film is about 20 years after creating the imaginary Ricky Stenicki, three childhood friends still use the non-existent pal as a handy alibi for their immature behavior. When their spouses and partners get suspicious and demand to finally meet him, the guilty trio decides to hire washed-up actor Rod to bring him to life. However, when Rod takes his role of a lifetime a little too far, they begin to wish they never invented Ricky in the first place. So what did you get from the film, Ricky Stenicki?
Yeah, it was interesting. This kind of this lie that becomes a truth. It was definitely lots of jokes. It was funny throughout. My only take in a negative would be I guess the line of movies that John Cena has decided to put himself in. It's an interesting place. I guess he prefers comedy. But also he's kind of doing the same character he did in Vacation Friends.
Suicide Squad.
Yeah. Peacemaker and everything. It's I don't know. I mean, it's his thing. But I guess it works. But I don't know how long you can. Well, I guess Kevin Hart can do it, so anybody can. But
and The Rock.
The same movie. And The Rock, he's in the same category as them now. Which maybe he wants to be. I mean, it makes money. So.
Yeah. I think this does work for him. I don't watch a whole bunch of his movies, but I think this character that he did work for him. And I really did enjoy this, surprisingly. Didn't know what to really think of this before watching it. But I really did like this. I think that they had a really good cast, funny, interesting premise. The only thing that I kind of didn't like was, you know, how they start out in this film, you know, they show them as children and, you know, they come up with a Ricky Stenicki character, you know, the boy who's black. The path that they took with him as he became an adult, I'm like, he didn't seem like he was going to turn into that.
Unsuccessful for no reason.
Yeah, a bum. He did absolutely nothing. He didn't want to work. He was just a straight bum.
He's an aspiring writer
who does nothing. He doesn't want to work. I'm like, what? I didn't see this. Like, what? Why did
he? It was unnecessary for him. Yeah, it was unnecessary for him to be nothing as an adult. That was a weird choice.
Yeah,
they could have all worked at the company or similar companies,
or at least try to help him out. They've been friends for over 20 years. They didn't, you know, get him in the company. Like, they didn't even have a backstory. Like, okay, yeah, we tried and he just didn't want to do it. Nope, he's just a bum.
Just a bum.
Lives off his boyfriend. I'm like, what? Why did they take this route? I'm like, what? Come on. That was the only issue that I had. But
I respect that. He's a bum for no reason. And that was never really explained as to why that was the case. But other than that, I mean, everything lined up as it should. The Rod whole his whole job and dig was interesting, to say the least.
And also, whenever I was reading the synopsis for this film, it reminded me of an old coworker that we both shared.
Oh, cool.
With that name, working at
Oh.
Sonic.
Oh. Very different people, but
Yeah, I mean, definitely not the same person,
yeah.
but just that name just reminded me
I
of
guess
it.
I haven't met anyone named Rod since then. Huh. Simple name, but not common.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't work there for that long. You worked there way longer than
Yeah.
I did, but
Yeah.
I guess made a little bit of an impression on me. Not for the good reasons though.
No.
Yeah, but overall I did enjoy this. I thought that they had a nice little story, and I didn't know the initial story with Zac Efron. I mean, just outside of this movie, because he's had some work done. You can tell.
Oh
But
yeah, his face. He broke his jaw, I
yeah.
believe. Yeah.
Now, I mean, I don't think I ever criticized him. I just
Oh,
didn't
some
know.
people did. Some people were downright nasty. And we maybe never forget Chadwick Boseman. We gotta leave these people alone. They
Yeah,
have lives outside of TV.
that's
And they
true.
got issues. But he looks better now because it did look worse. I'm just gonna put that out there. It did look worse. But that's what that swelling went down, and it evened out a little bit.
But that also reminds me of, you remember that video that I sent you of the guy who plays Kratos,
Yes. Now he's just choosing to look like that. But
I was like, why do they do this to themselves? I guess there's things that we just don't know, we're not really privy to, but
we might, yeah.
still.
But yeah, he looked, they did a, he looked, they did good with the body. He looked, his face looked good.
Which one?
Now, with Zach, he looks better than I think initially. But as for the facial expressions and whatnot, unfortunately, he lost some of that, but
Mean, I don't follow a lot of these actors outside of the
yeah.
movies, so I don't really get to see them all the time unless, I don't know, something pops up. But it kind of took me by surprise whenever I saw it, because I've seen him in other things, and I just hadn't been following him. And I was like, oh, what happened here? But Brianna told me that he had some facial work done because he's in a car wreck or something.
I don't know. I can't remember what the accident, but I guess it was a car accident. Yeah.
Yeah, but that's understandable. But some other people, I'm
Yeah,
like.
but if you ain't seen him since High School Musical, he done changed a little bit.
I mean, I think he's, of course, he's always going to be attached to that, but he's done a lot more roles to where I don't look at him as just that.
He broke out of it. And what's funny is there's a video of people like asking him about the songs, like name that song. He can't remember. Like it is so part of his past. It's like actual high school. Like he has no idea what you're talking about. He didn't live that memory.
Yeah, I mean, it's been in so much since then. I mean,
Yeah, he's a full career. He's made it a little better than some of the others.
he's even been like a really bad person. He was what, Ted Bundy, I think.
Yeah, no. Was he dead, buddy?
Yeah,
Yes,
it was in
he
the
was.
Netflix.
Yes. That's
Yeah.
right.
So he's done so many different roles. So I don't even see him as, I don't even know that character's name,
No.
but in High School Musical, but yeah,
Yeah.
I don't look at him like that anymore. But yeah, overall, I think everybody does a pretty good job. This is a straight comedy.
Yeah.
And I don't normally just like love just straight comedies, but I think this is it was pretty well done.
Yeah, the jokes hit. I mean, you have that kind of hangover vibe. The big lie, you have serious moments. We learn why Dean started lying in the first place. It really, you feel sympathetic for Ricky, later in the film. And the jokes are adult jokes, but not too far. Nothing controversial.
What about with the boss?
That was they lingered on that, and but they did the just right amount of time to linger on that joke. But he was
Even notice
concerned.
that at first.
I didn't notice it either, but they made sure to point it out. Like, oh my gosh, he actually does that. I felt, oh no.
He kept just doing it because, like, just out of
Right.
habit. But like once they said it, I couldn't unsee So, they did a pretty good job with the jokes, and I really did enjoy this.
Yeah.
But I guess we can go ahead and get into the story. So, we have Dean, who is Zac Efron. Andrew Santino is playing JT, and Jermaine Fowler is playing Wes. They are, kids at this point. They are trick-or-treating and they go to this house that I guess they think, they're terrible people. They never give out any candy, so they want to prank them. And I forgot what they put in it, but they set this thing on fire on their porch. And then the fire starts to spread. And then they're trying to figure out how to get rid of it. But then they kind of panic. And they put some type of clothing out there to make it seem like, it was just some other kid, and they write the name inside of it, and it's the name is Ricky Stenicki. This imaginary friend that they have made up to take the fall for everything that they do going forward from this point. So Ricky Stenicki gets them out of so much trouble, and it lingers on to their adulthood to where they say, oh, Ricky, he has this going on, and we all need to go. These guys, they all have families. So, well, yeah, I guess, yeah, they all have families. Andrew Santino, he's about to have a baby. I think they are Jewish. I think
Yes.
they have a circumcision party or celebration.
Right, I forget the name, but
Yeah.
there's right after the boy's born.
Is that a real thing?
Now, as far as it being like a whole party, I think that would be like a rich people thing. But the act itself, I guess different if different people do it differently. Some it's closer to puberty, some it's after birth as a religious thing.
Closer to
So I guess,
puberty. Oh
yeah. So
no.
some that's something in the Jewish faith, and not just Jewish. Like a other countries, like some places in Africa, it's a part of like a rite of passage type situation.
Nah,
Yeah,
you need to
it's
do
an
that when I'm born.
interesting. I
Have no
have no
memory of that.
recollection. Yeah. But yeah, it's interesting. Across the world, different cultures do it different ways, different times.
Yeah, just even the thought of it. I mean, when my son was born, I was like, man,
Yeah.
he's got to go through this.
Yeah.
I guess it was okay. I mean, I definitely wasn't there when he did it.
Yeah.
They brought him back to us, but
Yeah. What's stranger, if you ever want to get into a subculture, like why am I here, in your free time, the anti-circumcision community. Interesting.
okay. Let me look it up. But
Yeah. People just give it back. They're like, I want it back. And it's okay. All right.
yeah. But before the baby's even born, his wife is pregnant. But these guys, they have this concert that they want to go to. So they say that, Ricky Stenicki, their friend, longtime friend, has a death in the family or cancer or something like
Is
that.
right, it's cancer this time.
Yeah, can't keep up with their lies. But they say that they need to go there immediately. And it's, I don't know, someplace in Albany. And this is their cover to get to that concert, this night out. But the baby's not supposed to be due for another 6 weeks. So, he's not expecting his wife to go in labor. Zac Efron, he also has a wife, being played by Lex Scott Davis. Her name is Erin. She's a, very loving wife, nice, works for this news company, and she's looking for that big break to break that big story. Wes, he's just a straight up bum, does nothing, literally nothing. I mean, he does, I guess, talk the most sense throughout the
Yes,
movie,
he is the most rational of the
but
friends.
outside of that, he's just a bum. Really does nothing, lives off his boyfriend. His name is Keith in the movie. Daniel
Oh, yeah.
Monks is playing him. But yeah, they all make up excuses so they can go out to this concert and party it up. And along the way, they meet Rod, who is this down on his luck actor who has some really raunchy jokes, and
Yes.
they play him off like he's a really bad actor. But once they get to this certain point later on in the movie, he's actually a pretty good actor. But he's kind of just randomly just starts talking to him at this bar and kind of hovering over them. And I guess at this point, when you look at what we get to learn about him, maybe he was looking for a way out. But he kind of just sticks around, tells them about, what he does, and, hey, can you give me a drink? But the bartender isn't really having any of it because I guess they see him all the time. He's like, get out of here. But they get him the drink and they're like, okay, well, it was nice meeting you, but we don't want to hang out with you. And also something that they do whenever they do leave their significant others, they turn off their phones, so I guess they can't be tracked.
Right, that's what they said.
But one of them randomly turns their phone on. I think it's JT, and he sees that he has all these messages from his wife, and she's saying that she's in labor, she's having a baby. He's like, oh man, I gotta get back to, my wife. She's in labor, she's having the baby. But by the time they get back, it's too late. The baby's already born, and she's upset along with the other significant others. They're like, where were you? What happened with Ricky? And Wes, he wants to come out and tell the truth. He wants to end this whole charade. But Dean, Zac Efron, he continues with this charade. He kind of leads them into it. And JT, he kind of follows along with that. And they keep up with this up until, I'm trying to think, there's another situation that comes up where they kind of have to lie again. Oh, so what happens is they actually want to meet Ricky Stenicki after all these
Yes.
years.
Yes. They're like, you're just with him. Here's a baby. Let's meet him.
Yeah. And I'm trying to think, who is the mother-in-law that is just like,
I think it's Dean's mother-in-law. Or it's, no. It's
it
JT's
JT?
mother-in-law. Yeah.
Yeah. She does not think Ricky is real. I think her name is Leona in the movie. It's Heather Mitchell.
Yes.
Yeah, she's like, we want to meet this Ricky, this guy that we've heard so much about. And like, oh, You know what? We can invite him to the circumcision party or celebration. He was like, oh, why not? You know, it'd be the perfect time, meeting all these people. And now, after this, they feel like they're screwed
Right.
because this
He's
person
not
is not
real.
real. But then all of a sudden, I think it's Dean. He has the idea. You know what? Why don't we hire the guy that we met at the party or at the bar? You know, he's an amateur actor. You know, he's looking for his big break. Maybe this can be it for him. And I think, relatively, for what they ask him to do, is they kind of undercut his pay because I think they wanted to pay him like $1,800.
Yeah.
Mean, to act like somebody that doesn't exist.
And do all the studying and, be able to really live this life. There's a deal that he was a failing actor. Or maybe not failing, but just not in the right audience.
Yeah,
Bad material.
he probably could have tried his luck better on like YouTube or something, doing skits.
Oh, probably.
Just in this day and age, instead of being on the stage getting
Right.
tomatoes thrown in your face. But yeah, he's down for it. Rod, he's down to play Ricky Stenicky. They have this Bible that they use, you know, for all their lies to keep up with them, I guess, to come up with their excuses. And they have Ricky just read all of it so he can, you know, play this character right. And Wes, actually, I think he spends the most time with him, probably because he has nothing else to do. And he kind of gives him a little breakdown of, you know, hey, I did tell them a little bit of extra stuff or make some more excuses with Ricky, saying, you know, I was in a relationship with him at one point, and all this and that, and I didn't tell the guys about it. But Rod, he studies this whole character and ends up showing up to the party and impresses everybody. I mean, he blows it out of the water. The mother-in-law keeps grilling him. I mean, even she gets impressed by what he knows and what he does, how he talks in every situation. The boss of JT and Dean, he is, you know, very impressed with them about some of the deals that they've done. His company, I'm not sure what their company does.
It's like investment management. I mean, he gives like a quick synopsis, but it's one of those, Fortune 500 companies that just does stuff with people's money, and somehow they make money off of it.
Rod, playing as Ricky, he kind of just says, you know, I just like the pairing of, you know, the old school and the new school. You know, you guys being in the old school and this other company being the new school. You know, maybe you can change your direction and make more of a profit if you do it this way. And he impresses the boss so much that he gives him a job later on without any experience and pays Ricky more than he pays his two other employees, JT and Dean. And they are pissed.
Right, like this made up guy, actor, who knows nothing about this field except anything that we've told him, is now getting paid more than us. I'd be upset too.
And that's also kind of happening in real life. Maybe not getting paid more than somebody with a degree, but some places are accepting people who ha don't have degrees in certain jobs. And, you know, these people who have gotten degrees, they are either getting paid the same amount or maybe a little bit more, but they had to work for those degrees and they have all these student loans. So, that's a really tricky situation these days because, you know, a lot of people are short-staffed for, I guess, reasons. I mean, I don't know.
Yeah,
Like, for
everybody's short
example,
staff.
Yeah, for example, teachers.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I already know why people don't want to teach. I mean, the
Right.
kids, parents just on another level. So they just need warm bodies at this point. So I
Right.
understand. But other jobs, I guess more skilled jobs, I can't really see why that they would just hire anybody. Oh, wait, not saying that teachers aren't skilled. Don't want to come up with saying that.
No.
But I don't know, maybe like construction or something. I'm not sure.
Yeah, but I mean, fields generally are questioning what their job requirements are and why they are what they are, and if degrees matter. So there's a bigger push, I think, to look at a person's experience differently, and that'll always be the case in. Or I think that'll grow to be the case in some career fields more than others. But yeah, it's for sure happening. And I think it's really just, I don't blame the people who don't have degrees or the people with them. It's, if you have the degree, it's not everything. How do you market yourself? How do you talk about your experience? What have you done outside of just go to college? That'll help in those conversations. So a degree isn't worthless, but it's just what you do with it.
Sometimes they can probably feel that
Yeah.
especially with those student loans when they start coming in and they're asking for that money. Like,
Yeah.
I'm not making enough to pay these loans.
Yeah, it's a whole backward system.
Yeah. But Ricky, he climbs his way all the way to the top by being, charismatic, studying all these things, and just really being a great actor, really selling himself. And maybe that's just a part of just getting the job, really just selling yourself, acting like
That's
you
a
know
big
what you're
part.
doing.
A big part of the job. It's like the old thing. If you walk into a building with a clipboard, as long as you're confident, no one's going to question you.
Yeah. I mean, even let's say, like, you are. I don't know. You walk in with a white coat and with the stethoscope.
Oh, yeah.
People are going to assume that you're a doctor. If you act like you are a doctor, people are going to assume that. Like, do you remember that story about it was this boy? I think he might have been like 18 or 19.
I know
He was
exactly what.
he was acting like he was a doctor and he had real
Yep.
patients.
He had a
People.
whole practice in Florida. And his whole thing was, I never said that I was a doctor. They just thought it was. He wasn't completely wrong. But he did go to jail. And I think he did it again. But looking at that.
Yeah, but there's no way that he didn't promote himself as a doctor.
He had nurses. He had clients, patients. People were shocked in the community.
They just thought he was a genius or something. I don't know. He
Yeah.
was a great con artist.
Yeah. Let's see. Why you look young? Well, it's just my skin,
I'm black.
Yep. What they say, like, don't cry.
But he was like 18 or 19 or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah. He went. Yeah. He went.
He knew how to play the part and it got him that far.
A big part of the any career field, especially when you're dealing with people, playing the part, a big part of the job.
Yeah. As long as you kind of sound like you know what you're doing, like you can talk your way into it, hey, people will believe you until they find out, you know what? That information he just told me, that's wrong.
Yeah, and even to come out of that, you're like, oh, was it wrong? Oh, how? Oh, thank you for bringing it to my attention. I'll definitely address that and make sure we get on that. Well, end of story. That's it. Be humble.
Humble. Yeah, I guess, yeah, that does help. Yeah, but that's the same thing that Ricky Stenicki did. Or Rod as Ricky Stenicki. And Dean and JT, They are not having it. They want to get rid of this guy. They're like, get out of here. You know, this is supposed to end at the party. We paid you your money and you're supposed to leave and never come back. But you know, he couldn't help himself. And also, he was in a bad situation. He was in a situation where he owed people a lot of money. A lot of people were after him. So this is his one shot, this one chance to really have something. And $250,000salary, hey, I don't blame him. You know, he'll learn at some point. And they're like, no, get out of here. You're making more than us. We've been working for years for this, and you just climbed to the top. No, get out of here. But in the end, really, he actually ends up being a pretty good guy. He ends up telling the truth behind the scenes to Aaron, Dean's wife. You know, in this whole video that we get to see. And the truth actually comes out with Dean and JT because they don't want this charade to go on any longer. And Dean starts to tell his wife, Erin, which is like, you know what? I already knew. I already knew at the party. I forgot how she said she knew, but.
She said, because they made the excuse that he was going to Nairobi to fight Ebola. They said, hey, it's not 2014. Ebola's been taken care of. You know, that was the first pandemic. But we was like, nope. They got us a COVID. But Ebola, they just they scared us, but it never really took. So clearly that is not the truth. So she looked into it and found out who he really was.
Yeah, because she's a reporter and she does her research, and you know, I guess you know his name came up somewhere else. But she's like, you know what? I'm done with you for now. You know, I'm gonna, you know, break this story and still this do this Hero of the Week because they nominated Rod as Hero of the Week, and this was gonna be her big story to propel her career. JT, I think he got in some trouble, but I can't remember what his wife said.
He had to sleep outside
Oh yeah, for like
in a
6 months.
tent, right?
He's like, that's more than fair.
Yeah. I have lied to you our entire relationship and missed the birth of our son and then had him circumcised by a paid actor. So, fair.
Who said that he used to work at some beef cutting place and that's how he learned how to do
Yeah, it was appealing shrimp at a place. It's like, yeah, no biggie. It's
Yeah,
naked.
not the same thing. That also reminds me, working at the hospital, you see a lot of different things. And
Yeah.
they told this story about this guy who was, you know, trying to stay, you know, erect. And people use, you know, these rings, or men, I guess. I don't know. I've never used anything like that. They use these rings to stay that way. But this guy, he used an actual ring, like a ring that you put on your finger, and it got stuck. And had to give it to the hospital. But, you know,
Oh.
they also had to call, I don't know if it was like a firefighter or whoever would cut those type of things, you know, that type of metal,
Yeah,
but
when they
also
have
the
the ring stuck
doctor.
on your finger. They got to get like a metal saw to do it.
Yeah, but also the doctor. But you also
Yeah.
have to think who's really going to be doing the cutting because the doctor's not used to cutting something like that. But also the firefighter or whoever it is, they're not used to dealing with, you know, appendages. So.
No, but I think it would be the doctor because they use the same saw they would use, because I've seen it stuff like car accidents and like rings on fingers. They use a saw, but it's the same kind of saw they would use if they were cutting into bone.
But th this is in a private area that's, you
Oh
know,
yeah, I
this
mean
thing
you
is not
probably
supposed to
want
be
to,
there.
I guess the different people could do, who could cut it off, depending on, I guess, at what point you're there, right? If you make it to the hospital, if it's the EMTs who are there, whatnot. But you could also, I mean, they might not want to cut it off. They could try to grease the situation to get it off, or who knows? I don't know. Depends on how it's stuck.
Well, I'm thinking it's closer to the end of it, but closer to like your stomach
Yeah.
or the bladder. Now, I don't know how this story ended, so I probably should have asked that, but
Someone got there and
yeah.
wasn't having the best day.
Well, that was a while ago. That was months ago. I think that was sometime last year. But either way, just the stupid thing to do, especially using a real ring. Really, I don't know how that even fit on,
Right.
but
There, a lot of questions have to be answered. How'd this get on? How do we get,
well, I'm trying to think of where we were in the story. I know Ricky or Rod playing as Ricky, he gets invited into this meeting with a lot of the board at this company where JT and Dean work. And they kind of, they want to sabotage him. So what they do, they set him up to have to make some sort of speech or presentation to the boss and everybody. And he's nervous. He's like, oh, I'm just a new guy. I don't know what to really say. But in some way, he's able to talk himself out of this situation, and the boss loves it. He's like, you know what? That's a great idea, Ricky. We should do that. And also, before he did his monologue, he started recording him. I was wondering, like, why is he doing this? But he ends up
find
showing
out.
the other two guys, JT and Dean, that, he's a big air dicker. I'm like, what is that? Pretty much, he's, I it's hard to really explain it, but
And
almost
it's
like,
not a thing I've ever heard of, but when you see it, you're like, oh, that's what that is.
yeah, I was like, well, what is that? I never heard of that. But, he's almost like jacking off a dude, but like
Right.
he does that with his hand motions whenever he's talking.
Right, he's super excited.
Yeah, and he does it all the time. And I didn't notice that he did that before he mentioned it. And then, then they really start showing it, and he's doing it all the time in every single speech that he's doing. And Ricky, he asked him, should I tell him about this? He's like, yeah, go for it. They're thinking that, he's gonna get fired. He'll be out of our hair. But nope. He calls all of them into his office and says, why don't you guys tell me this? This is why nobody's taking me seriously. It's every single speech that I have. But good thing Ricky told me. So, I guess after this, he's trying to change the boss. The situation with the wives, they already, figure out, Ricky was just some made up character that they had over these years while they were all the way from childhood up until adulthood at this point. And the wife still ends up running the story. And Rod ends up telling the truth, exactly what he was doing, how he was inspired by this whole situation. And really, it ends in a pretty happy way. There are these two guys that come up who want to talk to Ricky. These really bigger dudes look like they're gonna, beat him up, asking for their money back. But nope, they were just there because he was impersonating another actor or something. I can't remember exactly what it was.
Right, it was the artist was upset about Ricky's rendition of his songs.
and
Yes,
serve them
yes.
a cease and desist.
That is right. Yep, that's what it was. But I don't know. Was it Zac Efron that ran up on
Yes.
him? And
He
I was like,
got
you're gonna break your
clotheslined.
jaw again.
I
It's my first thought. Who's got that face?
was probably a stunt double.
Hopefully.
No, no more stunts for him.
Only take so much.
Yeah, but I just looked at his height. I didn't realize he's only 5'8". I mean, that's
Yeah, he's on the shorter side.
yeah, definitely on the shorter side. A lot of these actors are, they're not as tall as you think. But yeah, he gets clotheslined and like, stop stealing the songs, and then they just walk out. But everybody's having a good time. Everything wraps up pretty quickly, and they made a lifelong friend that is sticking around now, I think. But yeah, I really did enjoy this. Had a lot of good jokes in there, some running jokes throughout the film. I guess not a lot to really say about Wes. I mean, just pretty much a
No,
bum.
he is making writing a book that sells something. He's signing them, so
Yeah. And he's another guy that, I mean, I've seen a few of his movies, but it seems like he's playing the same character. This jokey side character that sometimes he's picked on, but he's never really like the really strong guy, or like he's always a joke. Even in what, Coming to America, you remember him in that? He was the son.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Nobody took him seriously. He's the same thing in this.
Yeah. I mean, no one's getting Oscars here.
He was in Judas and the Black Messiah. I can't remember exactly what he was doing in that. He might have been part of the Brotherhood or something. I can't remember. But yeah, just he's a side character throughout, but he does bring up some good points throughout the movie. Dean, Zac Efron's character, he made up a lie, back when they were children, saying that he fell into a ditch whenever they created the character of Ricky Stenicky. But Dean, or Wes, he followed Dean and saw that it was really his father who was beating on him. And this was, something that he wanted to cover up. So, he really wanted to keep up this character of Ricky Stenicky because of that childhood trauma, and wanted to continue that. But that's pretty much Wes's character. He is the voice of reason and wants to end the charade. But outside of that, he's just a bum.
I mean, yeah, he's and yeah, his boyfriend wants to leave him because of it.
Yeah.
It's kind of shtick.
And yeah. I really did enjoy this. Surprisingly, I didn't think that I would enjoy it as much as I did, but yeah, I think it's a good movie.
Yeah, with a solid movie. Could have been in theaters. I think it was good enough to be in theaters, but it was a prime movie, so
Yeah, which is what a lot of movies are turning into. Like you're getting a lot of streaming service releases.
right. I remember 2020 when studios really didn't know how to do that if it was to be profitable. And it is.
Somehow, I mean, I'm not sure if this is getting them more subscriptions, or I don't know how they get more money.
Yeah, unclear.
But somehow it's working for them. But let's go ahead and give this one a rating. So the lowest rating is trash, middle is background noise, and the highest is a banger. So how would you rate the film, Ricky Stenicky?
I would rate this as it's a low banger. It's actually entertaining, so the jokes land. I mean, John Cena's kind of found his niche, so yeah.
Yeah, I'll give it the same rating. It's a little banger. Really good comedy that brings out the best in John Cena. And mean, I never really watched wrestling, but is he still wrestling? Do you know?
No, he's I think retired from the WWE.
Okay.
But also his character was very different. Was not jokey at all. It's one of the more serious characters in the WWE.
Oh, okay.
So he really changed. He's kind of following the Batista Drax kind of thing. And even though Batista's kind of saying he didn't want to do that anymore, that jokey type stuff, he wants more serious roles. But that's kind of the thing he's doing. And he even, I remember there was an interview he did where he was saying he thanks The Rock and Batista for kind of giving this blueprint a way out of WWE into more real acting. So.
I mean that I think that does take some, pretty good skill with the
Yeah.
WWE, all that jumping around.
Yeah,
It's
because
pretty much
they're all,
staged.
it is all staged, they're all actors, but. Very few of them have careers outside of that.
Yeah. And I mean, for the characters that he's playing, I wonder if he really has to keep up that physique, like what he's been.
I don't think he has to. It's just this thing. I think just as an actor, it's what part of what sets him apart. And I
Right.
think he's actually a bit bigger now than he was when he was in the WWE.
Well, you get older and those pounds get harder to melt off,
Well,
so.
not even that. Like the muscle is he was more lean, I think.
He's always looked pretty big to me, like
He's
almost
been
like his
big, yeah.
muscles look fake, like the way
Very.
that. Nah, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I'm not sure if he's taken anything. I think he's joked about it, but
Yeah.
I think even some people have said some things about The Rock even just recently, because
He's much bigger than he was when he was in the WWE.
he's much bigger. Like his muscles look like they're even more cut, like it's more defined than it was back when he was in the WWE, at
Right.
his peak.
He looked
Really, his
really
prime
normal
years.
back then. Yeah.
So, that's kind of questionable. But I think people also question that is because he promotes things that help you try to build muscle and say, if you want to be like The Rock and be this big, do these this and this and drink this and eat this. And on the other side, he's taking these things. But that's what people are saying. I don't know if he really does
Right.
or not. Don't really care, but
It doesn't affect my life.
no. But I would say definitely give this one a watch. I think streaming services are the new at-home movie theater.
Oh yeah. And doing
And
it better.
cable too. I mean, they've kind of at least with like sports, because they're bidding on all these things, all these streaming services. Like Amazon Prime has Thursday Night Football and I think some other stuff. And then I think Netflix is supposed to get some live sports soon. So they're all bidding for some sports.
Well, it's just reverse cable. They're all becoming cable. Like I saw an article that Disney Plus is going to start having a live channels based on different like styles of show, like a Star Wars channel, a Marvel channel, will just be continuous stuff. That is cable.
Yeah, but that's kind of a waste of time. Why would you have like a continuous channel?
Well, think about how much people just mindlessly have things on their TV. If it's just auto playing. More views, especially if they have a commercial based platform, which most of the streaming services are going back to. Even if it's just in the background, the commercials are going. So the streaming services get paid because of the commercials. That's what cable, what it was.
Yeah, but I wouldn't like that. I mean, I guess I can skip it because most
Right.
times whenever they have these live events, you have to go and click on it. Like it's not just playing like regular TV. Because I don't like that format where you have to wait until this comes on. You have to wait for the certain
Well,
time.
you'll have the option of both. You can either just click on what you want to see on demand, or you can just have it play on the channel.
And one thing I also hope that they don't do is have on the streaming service, the live portion. That's what you pay for like the base subscription. And then if you want this on-demand part, you gotta pay a little bit extra. Like they better not do that.
I don't think they'll do that because that literally is what cable was. They probably will avoid that. And they're kind of doing the opposite.
Because I think they would lose a lot of subscribers if they start doing that.
Where are they going to go? Because that's where we're at.
YouTube.
Because you could say you'll lose subscribers. I mean, but YouTube doesn't have the shows and the movies, though.
But people are just gonna pirate it, so you know.
Yeah, but they're quick to take it down. On YouTube, that is.
Well, I mean, they don't have to watch it on YouTube,
Yeah, I just don't know, like the mass of people. I mean, not everyone is going to take the time to do that. So, at a certain point, you're just stuck streaming all these different companies' stuff.
Yeah, and you can, they say don't share passwords and all that stuff, but this person has that, this person has that,
Yeah.
each pay
They're
for one
cracking
little
down
thing.
on it. They're
Yeah,
trying.
I guess so, but it's really hard to do.
Yeah,
Like
there.
on Hulu, like it has so many registered devices on mine. It has like 25. I'm like,
Right,
I got
they're one. They're still one of my loose ones, but some of the Netflix stuff is getting harder to do.
Yeah.
Starting to lock it to your Wi-Fi address.
But what if you want to travel? Like, let's say you have it on your phone.
They'll limit what you can do. For example, the Spectrum TV, if you have Spectrum cable, they will let you use a device to watch on demand or live things, but you have to be within the range of your Wi-Fi to watch the majority of channels. There's only a limited amount of things you can watch outside that region
Yeah,
or outside of your home.
that's a little ridiculous.
I'm saying they're getting stretched. So there are ways.
Yeah, I guess so. But I guess, they want to maximize the profits. But anything else about Ricky Stenicky?
No, I think this is, we're going to see more of these from John Cena, and I'm okay with that. Seeing him with other actors is interesting how they play on screen.
Yeah, I agree. I think he has this character down packed. I think that is it for us at Anime Reviews. Thank you everybody for listening. Make sure to check out our other platform, including YouTube, Instagram, and Twitter, which are all linked in the description. And if you want to send us a message, click the message link to get featured on the show. And thanks for listening.